Good morning, everyone, and God bless you. How are you today? Awesome. Good to see you. I'm so thankful that you're all here, and I'm looking forward to what the Lord has for us this morning. Well, I titled this morning's message, How Much Longer? How much longer? Do you ever feel that way about a few things in life? One of the things that I think all of us are feeling is how much longer are we going to have to deal with this coronavirus and lockdown and all the restrictions and just all the fear that the media keeps pumping out to the viewers. How many of you watch regular news stations? A few hands. Doesn't it scare the hell out of you? And I say that in the most biblical way I can. I mean, my goodness. You know, as ministers, our heart's desire is always to encourage people in Christ and to provide some comfort and some hope. And so today, we're going to be looking at the topic of how much longer in regards to the rapture. And that's the theme, the big idea of this morning's message. And I don't know if you've been tracking, but you know, last week we talked about what you need to know, the Great Reset, and whether that's going to happen or not, the way that they plan it. We know that God's ultimately in control, but if you're not sure what I'm talking about, I encourage you, go to our YouTube page and you can watch last week's message. As a matter of fact, I would encourage all of you to take a few minutes if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube page or to Facebook, go ahead and subscribe and give us some thumbs up. We don't like thumbs down, but if you want to give a thumbs down, you're more than free to do whatever you want. It is a free country still for a few more weeks. But all kidding aside, you can go ahead and you could see the message, but it shows us what many minds that are in very powerful positions, whether it's business or whether it's politics, government, whatever, how they're all thinking about the near future and resetting our economy. And there's a lot of things that we don't realize are connected to it. And so, you know, that's where we're headed. And all of that is in preparation for the world to receive the Antichrist. Biblically, there's no doubt about it. The Bible talked about these things, not with the specificity that we're seeing now, but in general sense, we know that there is going to be a one-world government, a one-world leader, and all of the technologies and everything, the economy, is going to all be under his control. And there are a lot of things that are happening now, and they are, we could consider, soft restrictions that are just kind of preparing us to receive the Antichrist. And I say us, I mean the world. I don't know when it's going to all take place. That is when the Antichrist is going to start to rule on the earth. But it's no doubt that it's getting much closer because of the things that are happening now that are lining up with what the scripture says could have never happened in any time past in our history. But now these things can happen. So we talked about those things last week, and I want to encourage you to go ahead and watch that message. But today we're going to be looking at the rapture of the church, and that's what Christians are waiting for. And then not next Sunday, but the Sunday after, we'll be talking about the tribulation, because that's the timeline of things. And I think it's good for us to be refamiliar or